Good morning, Drift Run Church. Well, I'll tell you what, it's good to be out in God's house, is it not? I will say that. You know what? Like the song that he just sung here, you know, Come to the Well. I'm here to tell you this morning, you know, it's been preached enough around here, you've heard the word taught enough around here to know that, you know what, you need Jesus Christ in your heart before you go out of this world. Am I right?
Amen.
You need Jesus Christ in your heart. And you say, well, you know what, I'm young, and you know, and I don't need to worry about that. You know, I'm here to tell you, whenever you hear the Word of God come into your life, whenever you hear the Spirit dealing with you, I'm here to tell you that you'll never get rid of that thought in your mind. I've known people that have put it off and put it off till the day that they died, and they lived years and years, but they never once forgot that Jesus Christ was needed in their lives. Never once. They may have went out of this life like that. They may have went out of this world like that, but I'm here to tell you, whenever you hear the Word of God, my Bible tells me that it will not return unto him void. What you hear this morning, I've noted people, you say, well, I'm young, I've got a long time to go. Two of my best friends in high school were going home after one night after a dance at school and hit a bridge and it killed both of them. Both of them were 17 years old. They were going home that night and both of them got killed, went out of this world. And Patty can tell you about the young girl and her mom wrecked right down here and hit a tree just down the road down here. And how that in a moment, in an instant, her life was taken out of here. We are not assured that we have tomorrow. Do you understand that? I'm not here to try to scare you. I'm here to try to help you this morning to know that Jesus Christ has made a way. And through that way, you can have salvation in your life. A salvation that I'm going to talk about this morning. That is free. The price has been paid. And I praise God for that one day. I'll tell you what. Yes, this old preacher gets excited sometimes when I talk about salvation and how you can have. Why wouldn't I get excited about something that can help so many people? I say this, I know I say it way too much. Maybe I know I don't. You know what? We have the answer. We as Christians have the answer. Let the world say what they will. I don't know, but you know what? I'm here to tell you, we have the answers this morning. And praise God, I will never apologize for saying that we have the answer. And that answer is Jesus Christ. If you would, turn with me to the book of John, the 8th chapter, if you would. John 8. 34 through 36. I love to hear pages turning. John 8 through 34 through 36. Very, very familiar scripture. And Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. Did you get that? This morning you may think that you have your life on your own and that you are your own. I'm here to tell you, you are a servant of the sin. You are a servant of the God of this world if you do not have Jesus in your life. You're not your own. Don't think for a minute that you are. You are a servant of something. And the servant abideth not in a house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. You get that? If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Let us pray this morning. Father, as we come, Lord, I come with praise in my heart for you this morning. I love you, Father. I love you. I love for what you've done in my life. I love for what you've done in the life of these people in here this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, this morning, Lord, that you know what? If there's someone here this morning that does not know what true freedom is, I pray this morning today is a day of salvation. Today is that very day that they could come to know, Lord. I pray, Father, that again, Lord, as I always do, get me out of the way, Lord, this morning. Let the Holy Spirit anoint this morning. Let it go amongst these people, Lord. And let us, Father, understand, Lord, that today, Lord, that you are here for them. In Jesus' name we pray and ask. And amen. Amen. Tomorrow we celebrate the precious gift of freedom. Do we not? This is when we have chosen to celebrate because of the price that has been paid for us to be able to sit in this church this morning, to be able to go wherever we may go, whether we have a backyard barbecue or whether we go over to Ripley for the parade tomorrow. We have, thank God for the price that so many have prayed, for us to have that freedom to do that tomorrow. But an old saying that is said, we must remember this. And we must always remember this as far as an earthly sense goes. We must remember that freedom is not free. Do you agree with me on that? Freedom is not free because it's cost some people everything that they've had sometimes. It has cost some people their lives. I know that there are people in here that experienced maybe a loved one's went away for a while, and you know what? You've given up something. Even if your loved one has come back to you, you have given up time with them. You've given up that time with them. And there are some people that have lost people that they know that have went over to fight for freedom. And you know that you've lost them. So freedom isn't free. Amen? It is not free. You know what? But can there be a price put on freedom? Has there ever been a price put on freedom? What is the price? What is it worth to us to be free? It's of infinite value. Am I right? It is of infinite value. Why? Because we've experienced freedom in our lives. As United States citizens, we have experienced freedom in our lives. Would you want to give it up? Let me ask you that here this morning. Would you be willing to give up what you have got? What we have experienced in this country down there, will you be willing to give it up? You know what? Especially since you've experienced it in your heart and in your soul. The ideal of freedom, I'm going to tell you this. The idea of freedom is an ideal that our founding fathers thought so much of that many of them were willing to give up their lives and maybe even their families experienced the lives of some of them that give it up for the whole idea that they could have freedom. They risked their fortunes. They risked their families, their reputations. They risked their honor. When they signed the Declaration of Independence, I tell you, go back and read what some of them went through. I think it would do us all good to go back and read what some of them went through. I'm not going to go through all of it today. But you know what? A lot of them experienced. One of them, let us go through one of them, that signed the Declaration of Independence, he had to live in a cave. He ran out of his house whenever his wife was on her deathbed. She was on her deathbed. He had 10 children in that house. The British were coming. He had to run out of his house and go live in a cave. And he finally found out that his wife died, and he died a short time after. Freedom is not free, folks. It is not free in that aspect. They risked everything. And the blood that it was shed for people to have freedom. Today, we worship in security. We worship in comfort because thousands of young men and women have given their lives and shed their blood that you and I could do that here this morning. Yes, they have. They died in forsaken places. They died in places that we cannot name sometimes for you and I to have this freedom that we have there this morning. But I'm here to tell you right now, brothers and sisters, that their lives and their blood that was shed was not the first blood that was shed for our freedom. Do you understand that? Jeff said it this morning. Almost 2,000 years ago, there was blood that was shed that ran down an old rugged cross and spilled to the ground that you and I could understand what true freedom is. Will you agree with me on that? I want to tell you something this morning. Whenever Jesus Christ would come into my heart and come into my soul, I understood what true freedom was all about at that time. I understood it. You know what? Freedom that can take us from a host of human ills if we're willing to give it to Him. You know what? There's a lot that came upon us back in the Garden of Eden whenever Adam and Eve sinned. A lot to come upon us. But praise God, God had the foreknowledge to see that there had to be someone. There had to be the offering that was made. There had to be bloodshed. And guess what? Our freedom came and it came and died. Jesus Christ died. And praise God, because of that, you and I can have the ultimate case of freedom. Jesus freely gave His life. Remember I told you freedom isn't free? I want to hear tell you this morning that the freedom that we can get from becoming Christians this morning is absolutely free. Amen. Do you agree with me on that this morning? We don't have to do one thing to receive that freedom this morning. We don't have to do one thing whatsoever. You know, back in John, over in John 10, 7 through 18, I want to read this because I believe this is important. And it says, John 7 through 18, it tells us this. And it said, then said Jesus unto them, again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door and the sheep. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling, and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catches them, and scatters the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and have known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep have I, which are not of the fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doeth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. And get this, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down myself. He freely laid down his life, that you and I could have freedom. Do you understand that here this morning? We can have freedom. And this freedom is not temporary. Listen to me. And it is an independence that will last an eternity. Amen. If you and I are willing to grab a hold of it and take it and use it, I want to tell you this morning, it is a freedom that will last our lifetime and beyond. Do you agree with that this morning? We can have independence. We can have it from the tyranny and the bondage of guilt. We can have it from sin. We can have it from fear. We can have it from death. Have you ever thought, do you know people that are so afraid of dying? That you know what? That sometimes they can't function in this world? I'm here to tell you, whenever I come to know Jesus as my Savior, death didn't have that grip on me anymore. Ryan, I agree with you. I don't want to go out of this world any sooner than what God wants me to. But if it comes my time, praise God, I am not worried about where I'm going, because I know death, where is our sting? You know, because guess what? I know that Jesus Christ lives within my heart. I have that freedom from the fear of death right now that I can don't have to worry about that. If you want to be truly free this morning, and I'm going to ask everybody here this morning this question, and I want you to think about it in your own mind. If you want to be truly free, free that from all that ties you down in this life, you're buried under a mountain maybe sometimes, of fear and guilt, I'm here to ask you this morning that you can get rid of that this morning. I've said my testimony lots of times, but I'll say it again. Whenever the Lord saved me back in 1974, He took a lot from this old boy. It was something, He took a lot out of me. He took a bunch out of me. And praise God, I don't have that guilt. I don't have that stuff on my life anymore. Because the moment that I let Him into my heart and into my soul, praise God, I became free. And when the Lord sets you free, you are free indeed. Amen. You are free indeed. Then you know what? If you want to get rid of that fear and that guilt that's binding you down, I'm here to tell you this message is for you this morning. This is July 3rd. This ain't even Independence Day. But guess what? It can be your Independence Day. It can be your Independence Day. And praise God, it is free to all. It is free to every individual that I'm looking at in this church here this morning. Everybody that we know outside of this church, praise God, freedom. We can have that. You know what? Freedom from guilt. We can have freedom from guilt. Our past can't haunt us anymore. Do you agree with me on that? You know, the world may try to haunt us, but praise God, whenever Jesus saves you, that guilt that you're feeling in your life, you know what? You can get rid of it. What's been dragging you down? What kind of guilt has been dragging your past? Have you been dragging your past around? I'll tell you what, some people will drag that behind them and it'll weigh them down and it'll pull them down. You know what? I'm here to tell you this morning, I don't know what's going on in your life here today. I don't know what's happened to you. I don't know how young you are. I don't know how old you are. I don't know if you think nobody cares for you. I'm here to tell you this morning, you don't have to worry about that guilt no more, because Jesus Christ, He died for you this morning. He loves you. He is the kind of God that will take all that upon Himself. praise the Lord, and you know what? You don't have to worry about it anymore. Amen. You've done things in the past that have hurt others and have hurt you. Maybe I'm talking to somebody here this morning. Maybe there's something that you've done in the past that has hurt others and hurt you. You failed miserably in the past, maybe. I don't know. I don't know your lives. You failed at marriage. You failed at parenting. You failed at finances. And I don't know. I could go on and on and on. Maybe you, I don't know where you failed at in your life. Or maybe you know what? You know. Maybe you failed at religion. You said, I failed at church. I'm going to tell you something right now. Religion's going to fail you every time. Do you understand me? Salvation is the only thing that's real. Religion will fail you. Religion will take you down paths you don't want to go. Religion does so many things. I'm here to tell you, salvation is what will get set you free. Religion will try to bound you down. Religion will put this and that on you and try to make, you got to do this before you're saved and do that because you're, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do nothing this morning except when the Spirit's dealing with you, come and give it all to Him. Come to the well, as Ryan sung about. You know what? You failed, and you failed, and you tried over and over. The guilt of failure, poor choices, it keeps on dragging you down. Listen, I've known people that's been down that road. I know it. I'm going to speak bluntly to you. I've known people that have went down the same road over and over and over, down the same rabbit hole, it seems like, constantly. She's chasing her tails and going around. You know what? Jesus Christ is still here for you this morning. I don't know how many times you failed. I don't care how many times you failed. Jesus wants to give you freedom this morning. He wants to do that. Your past sins are an anchor that keeps holding you back. He keeps holding you back. Listen to me. Get it right this morning. Get it right. How would you like to be free from that guilt? If I was going to ask you something this morning, and I was going to tell you, and you know something has been bothering you time after time, and I would ask you, how would you like to be free from that guilt? I can almost guarantee you nobody in here would say, well, no, I want to just go ahead and drag it on down the road with me. I know better than that. I know better than that. You want to be free. You want to be free, don't you? I'll tell you what, praise God. I'm offering something up here that has been offered for years and thousands of years. It's been offered, and that is since Jesus Christ died on the cross, and that is for you to be free of your guilt and shame. But the key word is forgiven. You understand that this morning? The key word is the word that I'm going to put out there to you. If you want to be free from that, is to be forgiven. And the way to be forgiven is to let Jesus Christ into your heart and let Him have it. That is the way. He won the battle and He's won the war. Do you ever hear people say, well, you know what? I won the battle, but you know, we're still fighting. Well, hey, no. Jesus Christ won the battle and He's won the war. Amen? He's won it all. He's won it all when He died upon that cross and He said, it is finished. Praise the Lord, it is finished. Done. There's nothing else needed to be done. Nothing else needed to be done except, you know what? He said in a single victorious act, in one act on the cross, Jesus Christ did more than mankind has been trying to do for thousands of years, trying to get rid of stuff and guilt their own. You know what? There is pleasure in sin for a season. We know the Bible tells us that. But after a while, that season will end, and one of these days you will stand before a just God. 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God which giveth us victory. Through who? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. You want victory today? It ain't coming up here shaking my hand. I can shake your hand. I can shake Sean's hand till my hands turn blue. You know that? I just stand right here and shake it right here. It won't do a thing for him. Won't do a thing for him. But you praise God, you know what? Jesus Christ, we can have victory through Him. And you know what? We can do that, and I believe that we can have that guilt going. We can have it. He has purchased our freedom through His precious blood. He's purchased our freedom, and our sins are forgiven. I told you about many of that have lost their lives for our freedom right here. You know what? Jesus Christ did it once and for all, and it's free for all mankind. He shed His blood for us. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Listen to me. Because of Jesus Christ did in winning our freedom. Because of what He did in winning our freedom from sin. You don't have to carry. You do not have to carry guilt in your life no more. You don't have to do it because he has paid the price. You can release it. You can release it. I'm telling you, I feel this morning in my spirit. God is wanting to release somebody here this morning. He is wanting to release it. And you know what? If the Son therefore shall make you free, I'm here to tell you, you are free indeed. You can walk out of this church with your head held high. You can walk out of this church like you're on cloud nine. And that's because of the work of Jesus Christ. I tell you, I told that when I got saved that night and I got up out of there, as old Haver Gribble used to say, I could have whipped a sack full of Wildcats. Praise the Lord. You know what? Because you know what? Whenever the Spirit of God comes into your life, I'll tell you what, it makes a difference. Amen. It makes a difference. Now, I'm telling you what, if you do not know what the Spirit of God flooding your life means, I'm offering this up here to you this morning. You'll know what I'm talking about. Whenever the Spirit of God, wouldn't it be nice to know that you don't have to drag your past around with you anymore? Wouldn't it be nice to know that with you, forgiveness is be like just a breath of fresh air? Amen. And that's the way that it can be. You can have that forgiveness. Jesus Christ, I'm offering it to you through Jesus Christ this morning. When you come to Jesus, the Son of God, and He sets us free, praise God, you know what? And I say again, He can set you free from the guilt that's in your life here this morning. Amen? He can set you free. We can have freedom from consequences this morning also. We can do that. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:10. And it tells us this. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may be received the things done in this body according to that he has done, whether it be good or whether it be evil or bad. Do you get that? We're all going to appear before the judgment seat of the Lord one of these days. Everybody that's in the sound of my voice right here, none of us will get out of that. None of us are going to get out. The Bible teaches that we will all face judgment one day. Everybody. We will all face consequences one day. In a worldly sense, listen to me. If you go out here and break the law, if you go down the road speeding at 100 miles an hour in a 35 mile an hour speed zone, and there's a cop there, you are going to get consequences out of that. Am I right? Unless he's very generous that day and just gives you a warning. But I doubt if you're going that fast that he will. We are all going to suffer consequences in situations like in a worldly sense. If you are caught that way, you're going to suffer it. Listen, if you're driving, if your sticker's been expired, we could go on and on and on. You could face consequences. Sometimes we escape them, but other times we don't. You know what I'm here to tell you? The ultimate consequence for sin is that of death. You know what? That of death. And you know what I'm talking about? Death? No, I'm not talking about a worldly death. Unless the Lord comes back, we're all going to die in a worldly sense. I'm talking about a spiritual death. That is more important than the worldly death that we face down here. Because if you go out of this life and you're spiritually dead, that means eternal separation from the God that loves you. Eternal self. And some people will say, you mean that it's eternal? I'm telling you, it is never. Don't let nobody ever tell you, you know what, that one of you just burn up and that's the end of it. It is not. It is not, because my Bible tells me that even death and hell are going to be cast into the lake of fire one of these days. And there to be eternal. I'm telling you, it's not nothing to mess with. The Bible teaches that we will face judgment. And we need to be free of those consequences. Hebrews 9:27 is appointed a man wants to die. But after this, the judgment. That verse tells us that there is a consequence for sin. What is the consequence? Romans 6:23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Son. That's severe consequences. I'm here to tell you this morning, through the freedom that was won through Jesus Christ, the consequences are a whole lot different. Amen? Amen. I would rather go be with Jesus Christ. I would rather go be with the one that loves me and the one that died for me and then to spend an eternity in a hell where, you know what, where all is torment and torment forever. Listen to me, the consequences are severe if you do not know Jesus Christ. According to the Scriptures, you know what? Our sins have been paid for. Amen. Amen. The consequences of that day on that cross, our sins have been paid for. I told you that it was free. But we do not have to face the consequences of death. We don't have to do that. Listen to me. Our account has been credited. Do you know that? How would you like How would you like to go to the store and go in and spend $1,000 and go up to pay for it? And then go up there and somebody said, well, no, it's already been paid for you. It's already been paid for. Listen to me. Our sin has already been paid for. Amen. The day that he died, the consequences of that, we no longer have to worry about. We don't have to worry about those consequences anymore. Because praise be to God, when Jesus therefore had finished the vinegar, and he said it is finished, and he bowed his head, and he gave up the ghost, and like I told you, it is done. We don't have to worry about it anymore. Our sin, our salvation, he has made the way. And I praise God, the word translated means is paid, the debt is paid in full. Whenever it said it is finished, the debt's been paid in full. Everybody, I want you to understand that here this morning. Please understand that. No matter what is going on in your life, no matter where you've been, the debt has been paid in full for you this morning. Not just preachers, not just teachers, not just board members, not just anybody in Drift Run Church. It has been paid for every living soul out there. The debt has been paid. He had made the pay. Listen to me. Eternal death and separation from God are consequences that we do not have to face if Jesus Christ lives in us. Another thing that I want to talk to you about this morning is accusations. We no longer have to live in fear. You know what? I still, whenever I go around my family that knew me whenever I was younger, I went to a family reunion here a few years back. And one of the boys said, well, I used to know Dave. I know what he was like. You know, they're trying to come over. You know what? I know that. And I used to know Dave too. I know what Dave was like. I know what Dave did. I can tell you a lot about Dave. But every one of us in here can tell us a lot about yourself too. Am I right? Praise the Lord. I'm here to tell you this morning. Accusations will come. Colossians 1:22. In this body of this flesh, though death be present you, holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. You know what unreprovable means? Whenever we get to know Jesus, it means free from accusations. Did you know that? Free from accusations. Why? Not that people won't say stuff about us, but we know where we stand. Amen. I know that the blood of Jesus Christ has been applied to my life. Let them talk what they will. Let them say about me what they will. But praise God, you know what I say? It gives me the opportunity to tell them that Jesus Christ has done a work in this Dave's life. Yes, Dave used to be what Dave was, but you know what Dave is now? He's saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's what Dave is now. And I can say that about everybody that's born again. How do you feel? Feel to know that there is no accusations that can be brought against you. And guess what? You know the devil also brings accusations against us. You know that? Over in Revelation 12:10 it says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. Sean? The old devil goes before them and tries to accuse us all the time. Do you understand that? Every time, you know, we slip up sometimes and we do things, the old devil, oh, see, I told you about Sean. See that? Or I told you about Dave. Or I told you about Patty. You know what? He's not what he says he is. Praise God, I know what I am this morning. How about you? Do you know that Jesus Christ lives in your heart? Let the devil accuse. Let the world say what they will. But praise God, you know what? If Jesus has done a work in our lives, we don't have to fear accusations no more. We don't have to fear it. Let them say what they will. We are now free of guilt. We are no longer subject to blame. Amen? Because Jesus Christ lives within our heart. The account has been paid. He's already been brought to light and dealt with. Listen, Psalms 103:13. You know what he's done with our sins? It says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Man, he's the only one that can do that. Amen. He's the only one that can do that. I tell you this morning, no one can do that. No, Billy Graham can't do that. None of these people, no one can do that. Only Jesus Christ can do that for us. Can take the accusations away from us. Put it away from us. And we don't have to worry about it no more. Praise God. Praise the Lord this morning. We are no longer a slave. We are no longer a slave to sin. No longer. We don't have to be that way. We don't have to be. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you are free indeed. I'll say it again. We will celebrate our freedom tomorrow as a nation. It's our 240th birthday, by the way. I suppose most of you knew that. 240 years. Do you realize most nations don't last very much longer on the whole? You understand that? Our freedoms are under attack. I'm here to tell you, they are under attack. And you know what? Praise God, there's one freedom that cannot be attacked, and that's our freedom through Jesus Christ. Amen. It cannot be. And I want to tell you something this morning. If you do not know Jesus, if you want to know what true freedom is, if they come and get a song.